Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jennifer giving you a call back with Emergency Roadside Assistance.
I've been broke down here for like 2.3 hours. It's just the tire. I have a warranty with Walmart, but they're saying they want me to pay cash on hand, and I don't have that. I have enough to get back home. When I get back to Las Cruces, I have money there. And no one's helping us. I have the police helping me, but the Department of Transportation here. Why aren't you guys coming to help us? I have babies here. No water.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you to let you know as far as what the quote was. Did your daughter not tell you that I was reaching out to a driver?
Oh, okay. No, yeah. No, we were kind of talking to police woman.
Okay, so you're
you
out of your out-of-pocket expense cost would be
Hello?
100 and... Yes, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am. So this family is stranded out on the freeway with kids, and it's really hot. They're saying they have full coverage. We can call a tow truck, but they don't have money to pay for it. Will their insurance pay for it?
This is the insurance company.
So will you guys pay for the tow truck?
The customer is only covered for $50 with her insurance company. So I was calling back to let her know what she had to pay out of pocket and give her the estimated time of arrival.
Okay, how much will she have to pay?
Yes, so the driver can get there within 30 minutes or less, and it will be
$176.80. $176. Okay, she's going to call so that she can get somebody to pay for it. And where is the tow truck going to take her?
She's supposed to be going to the Walmart.
Okay, so the Walmart in Stafford?
In Benson.
Oh, they're going to go back to Benson? There's no tire service there.
I'm sorry?
There's no tire service at the Walmart in Benson.
Well, that's the address that she gave me.
Oh, because she didn't know.
Okay, so
she just Googled the closest Walmart, and Benson is closest, but it doesn't have in a tire shop.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do is change the drop-off address and also get another quote.
So it's probably
because
she's more expensive.
So she's changing the route.
Your insurance only covers $50. Okay, can you go ahead and do that so we can get an estimate?
All right, give me just a brief moment.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to, since it's further, it's going to be even more expensive.
Ooh, baby.
She'll tell you. Like an hour.
All right, so what's the new drop-off location?
It would be the Walmart in Stafford.
What's the address?
Can you Google the address for the Walmart in Stafford? Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's going to be 755. Hello?
Go ahead.
I know. 755 South 20th Avenue.
It's a law. I've known that ever since I started going.
That's 755 South 20th Avenue?
Yes, and it's Stafford, Arizona. 85546.
Okay, so that's showing either even further distance.
Yes.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to the actual towing company that I had just spoken with because
okay.
Some of our providers and drivers don't like to do as far as with tire changes on the highway, but I'm going to try to beg and plead with him to see if he can do that for the customer and see
if I can come back for traffic control if that's what they want. I just don't want this family stranded here.
Yeah, because it's showing that this is a 53-mile tow, and it's going to be even more money. So let me see if I can beg and plead with them to see if we can just get her a tire change done. Let her know that I'm going to place her on hold, and she can just hold for me, and I'll be back with her in just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So she says